I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go, you know, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy, and I promise you that.
I want to welcome everybody to the Next God Podcast, where our aim is to entertain and inform. Also, we go by the motto, don't believe the hype, be the hype, bruh. Don't believe the hype, be the hype. The Next God Podcast is brought to you by 5DMG Media, Q Merch Cosmetics, where ladies, hey, they can take you from ashy to classy with their amazing all-natural shea butter products. Make sure you check them out. Also, our good friends over at Global 14. So y'all know what time it is, right? All right, so if you've never listened to the Next God Podcast, this is what we do here. We take popular debate topics in music, pop culture, or anything on the internet. We squish the topic down into a top five countdown. We give you the bottom line on a popular debate. Y'all ready? What's our top five today?
Five.
Top five reasons why Peyton Manning is now the greatest quarterback to ever play the game.
Oh, snap.
I said Peyton Manning is now the greatest quarterback to ever play the game.
Oh, snap.
I promise you.
All right, let me go on record beforehand, too, just to let you know. I've dry hated on Peyton his entire career.
No shit.
You know, I'm Patriots Nation. I've been a New England Patriots fan since Tecmo Bowl, all right?
No shit.
So I go back to Ben Coates, Drew Bledsoe, all those good people, Dave Meggett, all right?
No shit.
Don't try to call me out on some bandwagon Patriots shit. I don't want to hear that.
Oh,
but
snap.
Let's go ahead and get into the countdown. What's my number five? All right. So the NFL is the toughest league to win a championship in, to me, because you're working with an offense and a defense. There's so much turnover that happens every year.
No shit.
So my number five is, hey, Peyton got two championships, bruh.
Oh, snap.
Peyton got two. Now, for me, if we're talking about the greatest quarterback of all time, I think you got to have at least two.
No shit.
Now, this is very different from basketball. Two in basketball does not equal two in football, all right? If you're going to try to draw those correlations, you're an idiot, all right? I don't want to hear that. He's got two chips, though. So, for me, for you to even be in the conversation, you need to have two chips behind you. For me to even say, hey, he might be the greatest ever. Now, yeah, he did kind of put up some horrible stats in both of his Super Bowls. It is what it is. 20 years from now, we ain't going to be like, yo, Peyton did have his stats, though. Nah, he got two chips at the end of the day. You can't take that from that man.
No
so, hey, number five, yo, Peyton got two chips. And remember also that everything that's on the list in this countdown is adding up to why he's the greatest quarterback of all time now. Not just one thing. All of these things put together.
No
right?
shit.
All right? Now, what's my number four?
Four.
All right, my number four reason
four.
Is he won two championships with two different teams. Now, I don't know the exact statistic on it, but it ain't that many quarterbacks that done won championships with two different teams, my G. All right? That's special. That's real special. That means you went from one system, one coach, offensive coordinator, how good the defense is. Nonetheless, all of the turnover that happens every year, you went to another team, another coach, another system, offensive coordinator, new defense, all of the turnover that happens every year. You won another championship for another organization. That's special. There's not many NBA players.
I promise you that.
You can name that you're going to say are, you know, amongst the greats. There's not a lot of hockey players. There's not a lot of... Yo, that's special. If you win a championship for one organization, you go to a completely another organization, you win another championship. Yo, dog, that's something special.
I promise you that.
But what's my number three reason?
Three.
The third reason why Peyton Manning is now the greatest quarterback of all time, you can't have any sort of conversation about Peyton Manning without looking at the fact that he is the most cerebral football player we've ever seen at that position.
I promise you that.
The guy, I mean, I said offensive coordinator, you know, but he the offensive coordinator.
I promise you that.
Been the offensive coordinator since he came in the league, though. He called his own plays. He do his own thing. It's like, yo, Peyton come to your team. Well, you pretty much got to say, hey, well, Peyton, he going to run what Peyton want to run. So you know what I'm saying? You asking Peyton what you want to do. Yo, Peyton was a coach on the field in every way. All of those ridiculous numbers he put up in the regular season. I mean, that's all him, bruh. Like, that's him. Like, he's calling them plays. He's like, yo, you go here, you go here. I'm going to say hut on four. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. And that brings us to the number two reason. What's the number two reason why Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time? Just look at the stats, bruh.
Oh, snap.
Nah, for real, just look at the stats, bruh.
Oh, snap.
Peyton Manning owns every record that is a record, bruh.
Oh, snap.
Like, he's number one, two, or three in everything important from a quarterback standpoint.
Snap.
Passing touchdowns in history.
Oh, snap.
Yards in history.
Oh, snap.
Completion percentage in history.
Oh, snap.
Most yards in a season.
Oh, snap.
Most touchdowns in a season.
Oh, snap.
Every record, from any way you can look at it, he's number one, two, or three.
No shit.
Even though I do know Tom Brady is coming for at least four or five of those records anyway. He ain't gonna have those records forever, but that's just the Patriots in me letting y'all know that, though. I'm just saying. But them stats, bruh. Yo, Peyton, man. Yo, but what's the number one reason? What's the number one reason why Peyton Manning is now the greatest quarterback of all time? 200 wins, bruh.
Oh, snap.
200 wins, bruh.
Oh, snap.
If you're going to judge a quarterback.
No shit.
By anything.
No shit.
It's definitely going to be by wins.
Oh,
W's.
No shit.
Putting that W on the board.
Oh,
nobody
snap.
In history has more W's than
no
Peyton
shit.
Manning.
No shit.
Now, did all his W's come at the best times?
Excuse
you know,
me.
He caught some L's and some bad times. You know, he's had some bad showings in Super Bowls. Yes, he has. Yes, Lord, he has. But Peyton Manning got 200 wins. He is the only player in history with 200 wins from the quarterback position.
Excuse me?
Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback to ever play the game.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy.
All right, and once again, thank you for listening to the Next God Podcast. If you didn't agree with anything said in this podcast, make sure you leave a comment in the comment section or hit me on IG or Twitter at NextGod. That's at NEX_GOD. Also, make sure you go down and click the like button, click the share button, click the subscribe button, of course. And until next time, my friends, Next God out. And remember, don't believe the hype, be the hype.
Y'all didn't know, my number one rule is don't fuck up my money. Ooh, sheesh. Oh, y'all didn't know, the shawty came over and brought all the friends. Ooh, sheesh. Oh, y'all didn't know, Nigel next week we gon' do it again. Ooh, sheesh. Y'all didn't know, y'all didn't know, y'all didn't know, y'all didn't know.
I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go, you know, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that.